We'll get into their identity. What is the Niners' identity? But first, I do want to start, because we do got baseball playoffs. We got all that stuff. But Chiefs, Saints, Kareem Hunt goes back to his old stumpy grounds. Russ's 4 over 100 yards. Most yards he's had since when? 2020, I believe. Juju Smith-Schuster, most receiving yards since what? 2018? Oh, my gosh. Juju Smith-Schuster looked like he was in his prime again. Kansas City's just, and they may have the best defense in the league, the best defense under Andy Reid, the best defense they've had in Kansas City while having Patrick Mahomes, Shasky. They're just a complete football team right now. They are like, the separation between the Niners and the Chiefs since that Super Bowl is starting to widen and widen and widen even more.
You know, there's so many ways to get the job done in a variety of professions. And what Kyle Shanahan has done is extremely successful. Extremely successful. And there are certain things that I see other teams do that I just shake my head that we can't do. Case in point, Xavier Worthy. Mm. And I go, huh, he can only run the go route. I mean, let's be honest. He's not a physical guy.
No.
He's going to be really skinny. He's extremely fast. On the Niners, I'm not sure he'd see the field. Renardo Green, one of their draft picks right now, one snap over the weekend.
Mm.
One snap for a secondary that could use bodies.
Mm.
Jacob Cowan, did he even get an offensive snap?
He was inactive.
Yeah. Okay. What about Ricky Pearsall? Has he had a snap this year?
Well, he can't get on the field.
Agreed, but he was also hurt when they got him.
Yeah.
meanwhile, I watch Andy Reid, and he's like, yeah, you're really, really fast. Guess what? You're going to play every single snap. And now, with Rashee Rice's injury, we're going to utilize you even more, and now you're up to speed and you're ready to go. Mm. And we know you're not a complete player. We don't expect you to be a complete player. But you can do a couple of things really, really well, and you're going to fit right in. Mm. It's just their culture. You know what it is?
And they're running Xavier Worthy on dry routes. It's not just go routes. They're running drags. They're running quick screens. They wildcat. They got him out the backfield. He's running out routes. He's running every route tree. He's getting up to speed.
No, that's what my point is. It's so like, I get, you know where this is? I'm just going to say it. You know, now I know what it was like to be a Rockets fan. You know, they're the Warriors. We're the Rockets.
Well,
that's what it feels like. I watch that team with envy. I go, that team plays with its food every single week, and they're the best team on the planet, and there's a Warrior-like feel to them where it's like Kevin Durant and Steph, all right, we'll play 6 minutes of good ball, and we'll knock you out in the fourth quarter. That's what it feels like when I watch them. And I know we're really, 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 really good, and we keep looking over at them, and I'm like, but they're better.
They are better.
And it drives me nuts.
They are better.
I hate saying it. Like, you know it drives me nuts. And I watch that guy, Mahomes.
Oh,
just, God, he's awesome and I hate him.
He's so good. He's so good in the pocket. He keeps plays alive. I wanted to watch the ManyCast for the first time for this season. I locked in on the ManyCast for just the first half because I wanted to really lock in on how Belichick viewed the Kansas City Chiefs.
And what he said.
Belichick was just, first of all, Kansas City's a tough place to play.
Yeah.
He's like, it's a tough place to play. You can't audible. You can't do anything. All right, that's number one. Number two, he goes, they do such a good job in the screen game. For they had a second and 34, Shasky. A second and 34. All right, they run a little dump off. They get about 10 yards. And it's third and long. And Belichick's like, you never can rest. You always sweat on third down against these guys. You always do. So what do? They throw it to Kelce, and they have a built-in play with Piran where he's just staggered. And where did we just see this from? The Rams did it, but, where he just throw it back to the running back, boom, and he get close to a first down, and then on fourth down, they get the first down with Kareem Hunt. They had a second and 34, for crying out loud.
Fonte.
And they still converted a fourth, and they still got a first down.
I watched ESPN do cut-ups this morning as I was on the treadmill. Four different times in the last 3 years, Kelce's ran that play.
Yep.
I couldn't believe it. My jaw dropped.
It's just right there.
Last 3 years.
So calm, cool, and collected. So, and during the ManyCast, Belichick's like, Manning, on that call sheet, you don't have anything for second and 34 or 2-point conversion? He goes, yeah, we don't. And so their screen game, Kansas City screen game, the screen game's better. Their running game's better right now, I believe. Their defense is light years better. Their defense is flying around. Spags blitzes whenever the hell he wants to. A gap, B gap, C gap. You want to break a corner? Fine. Juju Smith-Schuster, he's sitting on the edge here. Saints are bringing a corner blitz. Next thing you know, the corner staggers, and Juju Smith-Schuster says, you know what? I'm going to go run a route. And what Troy McVay say, this is like recess. That's a recess route. I think it was Peyton Manning who said that. It's a recess route. He just found an area, some patch of grass, catch a pass, 30 yards, boom. I mean, the separation between the Niners and the Chiefs since that fateful day in Las Vegas, they're ascending. They're thinking about a three-peat. They're thinking about a three-peat. Well, we're just thinking about, can we get a damn win around here?
You know what I'm thinking? We are so their Bengals to their Joe Montana, Bill Walsh. We just are. We've played them in two Super Bowls with two different quarterbacks, just like the Cincinnati Bengals, and we've lost tight games twice.
Games should have won. Games they controlled. Games they controlled for 3.5 quarters.
And you look up right now, and it's like they're putting together an all-time legacy across sports. And we just saw one of the greatest dynastic runs that we've ever seen with the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I freaking hate.
But he plays the game
so fun. I'm talking about Mahomes. The
joy, no doubt.
Like you want me to play from the pocket? I'll play from the pocket. Oh, you want me to turn into Superman and jump for a first down? You want me to show like a rocket throw on the run? He literally does everything. And they incorporate all these different plays. And then I watch Chris Jones just pick and choose his spots, and he's always in the backfield when the game is on the line. He's always in the quarterback's face, disrupting things. They're everything we're not. And so it bugs me to no end. I'm sorry, B. I hate them so much, but they're so awesome. It's hard for me not to watch.
So Chris Jones, you bring up Chris Jones in the last 5 years.
He's an all-time player.
Next Gen Stats, and they ran this with about 22 seconds left in the third quarter. 22 seconds left in the third quarter, and I saw the stat, and I took a picture of it. Chris Jones, defensive tackle, 108 incompletions forced by pressure. That is the most by a D-tackle in the last 5 years. Listen to that. He's forced 108 incompletions due to his pressure. I can think about 15 of them. It feels like against the 49ers. Get your mic on.
That is the most incredible statistic.
I took a picture. I was like, what?
108?
He's forced 108 incompletions due to his pressure.
That's crazy.
And half the time, it's just him, right? There's been some Frank Clark.
He's a monster.
But you can't name any other D-tackle on that team.
Uh-uh.
You can't name another D-in. And then Nick Bolton, that linebacker, is just filling the gap and flying around, smacking dudes like a missile. Carl Office. They didn't even call the penalty, illegal hands to the face. His helmet was halfway off, and he's still pressuring the quarterback, trying to get the hanger late in the game. This team is the only team I think that has a shot to go into Arrowhead and beat them, because they're going to get a home field advantage. That's inevitable. I think the only team that has a shot, and it's two teams, and I think one of them is just quite not ready yet. It's the Houston Texans. I don't think they're going to be ready yet, but I think they have the potential to beat Kansas City. And it's the Baltimore Ravens. Those are the only two teams, I believe, that have a shot to even the halt Kansas City's quest for a three-pointer, or at least get back to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. They're that good. I think their defense is better than their offense.
It might be. I'm ready to say it. And, you know, I don't know how politically correct this is in this modern landscape we're in. We have to win on Thursday because we're facing them. They're going to have a whole week off.
I know.
And we get time off, but they get more time off.
What's Andy Reid's record, Spadoni?
I think he's got like three losses or something all time off byes. He always wins.
He's a god off of bye weeks.
When have the Niners haven't beaten the Chiefs in forever, okay?
The last time I believe they beat the Chiefs was 2014, the first year at Levi Stadium. Alex Smith came back to Levi's to face his former team. Uh-huh. I believe that's the last time the Niners beat the Chiefs, and Jim Harbaugh had to run a fake punt late in the game to keep the ball away from the Chiefs and hold on to the football. They barely, I think it was like 26. Spadoni, was the score like 26-21? Am I right? Wow, that's insane. Rayman over here. That's the last time he beat Kansas City. In my lifetime, I've never seen them beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium.
There are daddies. Like Pedro said, the Yankees are my daddies. Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, they own us.
I mean, what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
that's what it feels like.
Well, that's who the Chiefs are.
I hate them. But this is the part that's so hard for me to justify. I despise them. They have ruined our lives, and yet they play a brand of football that I absolutely love.
But you know what?
It's such a juxtaposition.
They haven't ruined our lives. The Niners have done it to themselves. The Niners have blown those games. See, a team like Kansas City, Shasky, a team like Kansas City, they don't beat themselves. They don't beat themselves whatsoever. The Niners in these games, in these big games, have beaten themselves, whether it's drop interceptions, whether it's drop receptions, whether it's overthrows, whether it's bad fumbles, untimely holding calls, untimely false starts, untimely missed tackles, untimely fumbles on punt returns or muff punts or whatever you name it. The Niners have beat themselves against Kansas City. And if you want to beat a team like Kansas City, you want to beat a team like Buffalo, you want to beat a team like Baltimore, you cannot beat yourself. And right now, the 49ers in 2024 are beating themselves over and over again, and that's what they've done in the Super Bowls against Kansas City. So as we look ahead to Seattle on Thursday Night Football, can the Niners avoid the big mistake? Can they play clean football for once?
I think it starts with one, and we'll talk about the red zone. I know you have a ton of stuff on the red zone.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
I'm going to give you something that I've been looking at, and it's been driving me nuts because I was looking at that Arizona game last week, and I did all of the math, and I threw out Week 18. This is the rushing yards the defense has given up every single week since the last time they played Arizona, going back to Week 15, yeah, which was the week we found out Eric Armstead got hurt.
Yep.
And since then, it's just been abysmal. 234 against the Rams Week 15.
Yep.
102.
But you know what, though? That week, was that Week 18, the Sam Darnold game?
No, I threw that out. This was Week 15 against Arizona. 234 last year.
Yeah.
And then 102 against the Ravens Week 16, which I thought they ran for more.
Yeah.
Commanders Week 17, clinch game, 62. I throw out Week 18. I'm not even, because nobody played. I'm throwing it out. Packers 136 in the playoffs.
Aaron Jones had his way.
Lions 182 in the playoffs.
David Montgomery had his way.
Super Bowl, even though everyone's going to say Mahomes, 130 for the Chiefs in that game. Jets only 68. They had a commanding lead. Vikings 146. Rams, they ran for 98, even though it was the McVay show.
But it's the way they ran the ball late in the second half, where they controlled the clock and controlled the line of scrimmage, and they physically beat up the 49ers in that game.
The Patriots, who all they want to do is run. They cannot throw. Yeah. They ran for 73, and then this week.
But that wasn't a lot. They shut them down.
Well, they were up by game.
That's good.
And then the Cardinals 169. They have given up. If I throw Week 18 out, since Week 15 of last year, including the playoffs and Super Bowl, 127 yards per game.
It's not good.
Rushing.
It's not good.
So to me, like, I know the secondary stinks and they're not getting pressure and all that. They cannot stop the run in close games.
Well, that's where it starts. That's where it starts. And that's why, you know, a lot of people, you know, we posted a clip of me yesterday, and I went in on Bosa. And it's not to say that Bosa's not a good player. Bosa has a potential to be an all-time player. But when I see teams running at him, and they're running at the 49ers, and they're running at him with no resistance, and they have no problem. The Vikings had no problem running at Nick Bosa's side. No problem whatsoever.
In the game that they just played, he had two missed tackles in the backfield.
Yep.
And I think he had four overall, but two
in
the backfield.
He had two tackles for loss. No sacks. Two tackles for loss. He had the great interception. Give him credit for that. But on the Kyler Murray touchdown run, he came crashing down, because I don't know if that's his assignment or what, but he came crashing down, and Kyler Murray had a free lane, and he was throwing up the deuces 5 yards down the field. So, you know, we threw out DJ Jones a couple weeks ago. Well, Denver's won three in a row. So 650 Comcast Business Text Line, I don't think we're making a trade for DJ Jones. I don't think reinforcements are coming. You're going to have to make adjustments in-house. You're going to have to evaluate the situation in-house, and I don't know what you do here. I don't know what you do if you're John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, but you know what? This is why I look at the offense. When you score 16 points on Sunday, this offense, again, just like they did in the playoffs, you're going to have to carry this defense. They were incapable of doing it in the Super Bowl. They barely got away with it. They better got away from Green Bay in the divisional round game. But from here on out, we're going to have to win some shootouts, buddy. We're going to have to score points. Well, score, 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 score. You see Kansas City yesterday, 9 possessions? 7 times they got to the red zone yesterday.
I know.
They could have got there more. They left food on the table.
And they're missing the highest. So the number one kicker had 14 field goals made this year. Mm-hmm. Moody had 13 field goals made this year. They're missing one of their actual weapons right now. I know people think that Moody stinks or whatever.
No, he doesn't stink. Moody's a good kicker.
He was effective this year. And B, I'm glad you brought up the defense and the missed tackles, 74 yards for James Conner after contact.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this. Did you know that Fred Warner played 58 snaps in this game?
Yeah, 12 tackles.
Devondre Campbell also played 58.
Yeah.
That cannot happen. Well, it just cannot happen.
Well, Devondre Campbell.
It cannot happen.
Listen, look at
He cannot play the same amount of snaps. You have to play a young guy.
Well, ain't nothing you can do about it.
No, he has to come off the field.
Like I said, Devondre Campbell's playing himself off this roster. And I'm not even being hyperbolic. He's playing himself off this roster. It's just not good. And if Fred Warner, you watched the tape back yesterday, Fred Warner was clearly compromised. He wasn't moving like Fred Warner.
Poor guy was
trying. He really wasn't. I props to number 54 for even going out there. He probably shouldn't have suited up.
I agree.
He shouldn't have. But again, if he doesn't suit up, the Cardinals may drop 40 on the 49ers defense. Seriously. Devondre Campbell is playing himself off this roster. It just hasn't been good. They are picking on him in a run game. They're picking on him in the pass game. The first play, Trey McBride, you know who's their tight end? You know who their tight end is. You know who it is. He's one of their go-to weapons. Devondre Campbell, is still late on the bootleg. He's still late on the drag route. So I don't know what's going on with him, but Fred Warner is clearly compromised, and I worry about his movement skill this week against Kenneth Walker III and Geno Smith, and you got Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Tyler Lockett running underneath, and you got DK Metcalf. By the way, Charvarius Ward didn't practice yesterday. That's a concern. That's a concern. What if Charvarius Ward can't go? Who's going to shadow DK Metcalf?
Fonte, I looked at that injury list yesterday, and it was just like, I mean, they're in trouble.
So
a lot of limited participants and DNPs.
Look, so instead of thinking about Kansas City and thinking about getting back to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, it's operation win at all costs against Seattle.
100%.
You got to do what you got to do to feel right. I do not want to come in here Friday morning after a loss. Dear God, I don't want to do that.
Fonte, on the other side, I've got